Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm so excited to be with you tonight on a new episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. And tonight I have a very, very special guest, somebody who's very dear to me, and who will help us get a glimpse into 2022. And she's a famous celebrity astrologer, and she's been on my show before. And I'm so honored to invite you introduce you and invite you to a show with the astrologer Susan Miller. But before that, I want to just tell you a little bit that in my understanding, astrology is a science that studies celestial bodies and impact they have on our lives. The truth is that even a small shift in the universal order will affect our energy on Earth. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but like all of you, I'm so interested to find out when is Mercury in retrograde, because I know if Mercury is in retrograde and the communication is poor, we're not allowed to sign anything. So my beautiful Susan, welcome to the show. I am so grateful you're doing this for us tonight.
No, I'm thrilled. And you had such a sweet audience the last time. I just kept remembering. It was so nice. And Mercury will go retrograde January 14th.
But we're already feeling it until
February 4th.
Until February 4th. So
now, if somebody's listening and they're having a baby, it is not, no worry about that. I was even born with Mercury retrograde. Not to worry.
Wow.
No, it's just for
what,
signing contracts.
What's the real meaning of Mercury retrograde? Give us just two words about this.
Mercury is the planet of communication and transportation.
Right.
It also rules all the gears and electronics in machines and computers.
Right.
So if you're going to have problems with something, anything, I have beautiful chairs that are made out of cane. They're in the Museum of Modern Art, similar, the Brewer chairs. And, of course, the repairman was just here, and he said, the price is up. It's $1,700 to do the repair.
I'm like,
my God. I said, okay. I mean, where am I going to find anyone who knows how to do this, you know?
Right.
But he said, you know, supply chain problem. You know, I'm like, okay, got it. So, you know, you find yourself at the repair shop. It's not the best time to buy a computer or a cell phone or anything like that. But if you ordered it in December and you didn't get it, like I didn't get mine, because Apple was missing parts and they had to wait for those.
Right.
It's okay to have it delivered. It's when you bought it, when you told the store, I want it. And that's when you shouldn't be doing it. If you have cash that's burning a hole in your pocket and you want to run out and buy a computer now, no, wait until February. Wait until after February 4th.
Fabulous advice. You know why it's fabulous? Because I was just planning to buy a new computer. I said, no, I'm not doing it.
Just a little bit. You'll be glad you did. The price may change. A new model may come out. Something is going on.
Susan, I want to tell you, we have so many people. We don't even have room on this station for how many people. From Rosemary, We go into Helena, we go into Kim in Florida, to Barbara in Illinois, and so many beautiful ladies.
Wow,
ladies
all over the United States. Well, I hope everybody tells me where they live. I would just love to know. And their question, I need their month and day of birth, not the year. And a very clear question, not something. I once had a person say, how can we solve world peace? That would take a long time to answer.
Of course.
You know, but something like I'm looking for a job, or, you know, I'd like to move to a new apartment or something like that.
Very clear.
Right. Yeah.
So for everybody who's listening, I want you to know one more time that Susan Miller is the number one astrologer in the world. She's internationally known as the one who created astrologyzone.com in 1995. And guess what, guys? She has 11 million unique readers each year. 11 million! Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
incredible.
That doesn't include the app. Everybody listening can get my app. There's a free version. Go on to Apple or Google Play, and depending if you have Samsung or an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And just put in Susan Miller. It's a long name. It's called Daily Horoscope Astrology Zone. Don't type all that. Just type Susan Miller. See me smiling in a white blouse.
And then download it,
and it's yours. It's free.
Guys, you should take advantage of this.
Yeah.
And Susan wrote 12 books in astrology. 12 books. 12 books. And she has... I got your calendar for 22. Beautiful, like these calendars. I mean, guys, I recommend this calendar. How can people buy your calendars, by the way?
Well, here's the bad news. I couldn't reprint, and I'm down to the last 50. So if they hurry and do it right now, but
you can do it right now.
I can't reprint. And I printed thousands of them, but they went out so fast. I didn't realize that. So they're $26.99, but they help you. They tell you all your best days.
Everything. You know, I go by your calendars.
I write every word, so you could trust me.
You spoil me. So you send it to me last year, and when I realized how amazing these calendars are, I have them in front of me every single day. I said, what did Susan say here? What am I supposed to do on this day? So, extremely beautiful, well done, you know, an amazing work.
I mean,
I haven't seen anyone doing something so well done, you know, and so precise, and so the explanation, everything. I mean, I speak from my heart, Susan.
Well, you know, I try not to use any astrology babble that people don't understand.
Right.
I try to be very clear. I write for magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And
you write for a lot of magazines,
Vogue, Japan, W Korea, many. And
all over the globe,
how to be clear when you work with great editors. And
Exactly. But you're doing it forever.
My mom knew astrology, but she didn't tell anyone because she felt it was not accepted in her day.
Right.
And she studied with a great, great school. Just dropped the phone for a second.
It happens.
And so I learned from her, but she didn't want to teach me in the beginning. She
really?
Said, this is serious stuff. This is not a parlor game. And I was very, very sick. I was born with a birth defect. And I wanted to know if I'd walk without the braces and the crutches. I was in the hospital a full year. And then in physical therapy for 2.5 years. I never went to high school. I went to home school. The Board of Education works with you. But, you know, it all worked out fine. And my mother did teach me when she saw I was serious. And for 12 years, I didn't tell anyone I was learning. As she said, don't tell anyone. I'm going to teach you, but if you break my rule, I won't teach you. So I thought, okay, I love you, Mama. I will do whatever you say. So that's how I learned astrology. And then I was certified by the International Society of Astrologic Research. And I'm giving a workshop this Sunday.
You are?
If you go to NCGR, National Council for Geocosmic Research. They
National
are
Council
selling
for
tickets.
Geocosmic Research. Okay.
And but it's in my news from Susan Miller on my website, astrologyzone.com. Go to your own sign, whatever sign you are,
mm-hmm.
and right at the top, there's two paragraphs that begin my news from Susan Miller. So you take a look at that letter, go all the way to the bottom. I didn't write that much. So it's
right
on the bottom, and it gives you the link. And that's probably the easiest way to buy a ticket for $29 if you're a member, $65 if you're not a member.
So,
it's not too much. And my workshop is 3 hours.
Wow. So that's this Saturday, no?
No, Sunday.
This Sunday.
Sunday afternoon.
So everybody this Sunday. You
at
just
4
have
o'clock
to.
Pacific and 7
right.
o'clock Eastern.
4 o'clock Pacific. I will be there. I will be there. I am so fascinated by you, by everything you've done. And because we started this year and everybody wants to know, can you give us a hint of this 22 from the astrological point
it's
of view?
It's a much better year. And why is that? Last year, when I wrote my calendar, because I always start by writing my calendar, and then I write essays about the year. And
right.
I'm looking at this year, 21. There were no helpful little surprises. You know, mm-hmm. a year usually has little sprinkles, little stars.
Right.
No, none of that. Challenge yes. after challenge after
right.
challenge.
Right.
And for many people, it was a year of endings. And
right.
and their job or end where they lived or moved to a city that might have better job opportunities. Just, it
right.
was a year of endings. But this is a year of beginnings. And there's so many sweet days. The first one is February 17th. The luckiest day of the year is March 5th. Everybody
wow.
will have luck on that day because Jupiter meets with the mighty sun. Without the sun, there's no life, and the sun gives us life, and Jupiter is the giver of gifts and luck. And so March 5th, and if you're born near March 5th, oh my goodness, what a year you're going to have.
But March 25th.
Oh, you're Aries.
Yes.
Well, Aries is going to have the best year of their life beginning in May, and it
oh,
goes
wow.
all the way to Halloween, to the
uh-huh.
end of October. So think Mother's Day to Halloween. That's easy to remember. But then
Mother's
it comes back in 2023, the first 4.5 months. This is crazy. Aries
oh
is
God.
Really doing well. But this year is more special for you. Tell you why. Because you're early Aries.
Right.
And I'll tell you, May and June are going to be spectacular for the ones born in March. Yeah.
Wow. It's so good
excellent.
To know for everybody listening.
You get the
you
cornucopia.
Are getting such...
The aspect I'm talking about, Pisces gets it first, then Aries next.
Mm-hmm.
You waited 12 years for this. This is no ordinary aspect. This is a cornucopia. You get a dream that you've wanted for so long and maybe even
oh
gave
my
up
God. Oh my
and
God,
thought,
I gave
oh,
up.
It's not going to happen, but it will.
Oh, my God. Oh my
it's
God.
A really special year.
You know, 12 years ago, my husband passed away, so I'm alone
oh.
for the last 12 years. Probably this year will change a little bit. You know, my life overall, I'm going to get some hope, you know, for probably
you're
have
starting a
friend a
new
in my
cycle.
Life. Right.
A whole new cycle. You know, my husband died on May 1st this past year of Parkinson's.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was very sudden. He was doing fine. He did so well in February. It was great. My daughter's birthday, he was there. And he was playing with her little boy on the rug. And everything was fine. By March, he couldn't stand up. And by April, he had a convulsion at the end of April and died May 1st in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh
so
my God.
Death is really tough for us all.
It really
you know,
is.
It's such a door-slamming.
Right.
And you always
me,
wish you had
me,
one
for
more
all these
day.
Years, I cannot recover. I'm trying to recover.
It's very hard. Well, losing my mom. I mean,
yeah.
it's 9 years now, but I still miss her.
Right.
So, but I say to myself, what would mom say? What advice would she give me? And she would say, start something new, Susan. start something new and get excited about it. And I had a dream about her.
Really?
I was mad that she didn't come to me in any dreams. I was going to sleep, and I said, "Mama, you have to come tonight. I've waited and waited, and you never come. I want you to come tonight." Well, guess what?
She did.
I dreamed that I'm in a meadow, this beautiful natural surroundings, trees, and a dirt road, and I'm on a bicycle. And I'm wearing a blue and white dress, a little like Louis Pulitzer, but a little more old-fashioned, but very pretty, puffed sleeves, round collar, Peter Pan. And on the handlebars are two big poles about 18 inches high, one on each side. And there's mirrors about the size of a small iPhone, you know, and they're going in every direction. This way, that way, just like Alice in Wonderland. I remember saying to myself, that's just like the sign in Alice in Wonderland, this way, that way. But as I'm pedaling in this beautiful setting, I can see a little bit of my eyebrow, a little bit of my lip, a little bit of my ear, little pieces of my face. Oh, I should tell you, I looked exactly like my mother. Okay, you need to know that. So I'm seeing these little bits and pieces in these little mirrors that are about 5 by 3 inches, and a voice comes over my head. "Susan, I don't have to come to you. I'm with you wherever you go. Look in the mirror." And she disappears. What? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
I could
beautiful.
Not have made that up.
No, for sure.
No, I believe that she did come to me that night.
Right.
She said, "I'm inside you. I'm with you wherever you go."
So that's so beautiful.
That made me feel better.
Absolutely. That's a healing message. Such a healing message.
Mm, very. So we get some questions from...
So we had the last question that I have for you. What do you think about this pandemic? Because everybody needs to know what's going on with the pandemic.
I always felt that Saturn would have to get out of Aquarius before we would get relief. Well, that's March 2023. But then I see that Pluto is on his way to Aquarius.
Okay.
And he's coming in and out of 23, 24, and he stays 20 years. We have to be so careful not to let our guard down.
Right.
I think the White House had, the previous administration, closed the pandemic office. They said, we don't need that. You know, Mr. Trump said, "We haven't had it in 100 years. That's a waste of money." Well, we need to keep it open now that we learned. We all learned. And I think it's going to be with us. But when you Google the Spanish flu, I wrote, "When did it end?" And what came up, and anybody can try this, never. It's still with us, only we got rid of the name Spanish flu.
Right.
And it's called seasonal flu, and that's the flu shot we get.
Right.
So it'll be like that. We'll get little flu shots, and it'll die down. I think by next year, it'll be really gone. But you know what? There's so many good things this year that we won't be... You know what the problem is? Well, did you ever watch a pot and wait for it to boil? It never boils. You just stand there waiting. I mean, we're too anxious. We have to, like, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
So
and get involved with all the nice things that are going to come up.
So,
you know, there's a way to enjoy yourself still. And I think we've learned some things.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know from your readers... listeners, I should say, what they learned this year. What was the one thing? Because this was a big deal. We all had to go home. And, you know, my editors all over the world, in Brazil and, you know, in Japan and in China and, oh, gosh, in Italy, I write for Amica. Everybody had the same life. We were all home.
Right.
They were putting magazines together from their apartments.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, who works in Hollywood for CBS, Carpool Karaoke, she's the music producer. They did the whole show, the whole team working out of their houses. So it can be done. It's hard, but it can be done.
It can be.
So what did everybody learn? Because I've really been thinking about it. What did I learn?
Well, you know, let's go to some of the callers. I'm going to take, because there's so many people. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the first lady that she's waiting for 1 hour, 1 hour online.
Oh, my God.
Is Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Hi, Rosemary.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Perfectly.
Because my end's crackling, but that's okay. I can make out what you're saying. So I am from a little town named Wheatley, and it's in Ontario, Canada, and it's freezing here today. But that's
It is in New York too, where I live.
Yeah, and my birthday is October 4th, 1966.
Okay.
So I'm a sweet Libra, and my question is about employment, I guess. I'm curious if I will have a change in the location of my employment. Just the physical location, I guess.
Well, I know that you're going to be very busy and that you're going to have to hire even a helper if they let you. You will be the one who gets the sweetest assignments in the department, because Libra has Jupiter in the house of everyday work projects. And if you were self-employed, I mean, the phone would never stop ringing. So if you're a Libra and listening, oh boy, you better take your vitamins. So you'll be doing great. And, you know, usually a business has trouble hiring people. You know, they're talking about the great resignation. You will be the exception. You will have no trouble hiring people to report to you, and they will be gems. They'll be so good. I can't tell if it will be in a new location, but it could be. It could be a new headquarters or new equipment. Usually Jupiter brings new, everything new, new people in the office, new equipment, new clients. It's like a refresh, a total refresh to your work. What kind of work do you do?
I work for the school board, and I support students with developmental disabilities.
God bless you. My best friend has a son with autism. God bless the work you do. This is so important.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I really admire you. Well, I think you're going to be in demand. You have great job security. And I think you'll even make more money. So, also, health and fitness is very strong for Libra this year. All of them, yeah. My sister's born October 7th, so I'm watching her, too. Well, according to U.S. Census figures, the most popular birthday, this is not astrology, just according to the census, most people are born between the 1st and the 5th of October.
Really?
Well, if you count back, it's New Year's Eve, and that's really nice.
Oh, okay. That's how that happens.
A real celebration.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, I think you have a good year to look forward to. Really great year.
I'm so glad for you. This is good news, no?
It's great news.
Yes.
Great news, Rosemary. Thank you so much for calling us. I'm so grateful.
Okay.
I love you.
Thanks,
Rosemary.
Ladies. Have a great night.
Thank you for waiting.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Helena in Connecticut. Hi, Helena.
Hi. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Hi.
Where in Connecticut are you? What part?
I'm in on the coast, Mystic, Connecticut. I'm really in
New York. Sure. We all know Mystic. That's beautiful. And when is your birthday?
December 3rd.
I'm sorry, November 3rd, did you say?
December 3rd.
December 3rd. Oh, yeah. You had a big eclipse. What happened right around your birthday? You had December 4th, a big eclipse in Sagittarius.
Well,
did your life change in one important way?
No, not in a... I can't think of, you know, a single event that changed my life around that time this year.
I think it's still coming. I think it's still coming. One part of your life is changing. Now, when I had something like what you had, my daughter had a baby, my older daughter. So I became a grandma for the first time. But so exciting. I love infants. I mean, it could be something happy like that. You know, it doesn't have to be like a change of a job or a move of a house. Or it could be renovated or something like that. But I don't know your child. Tell me.
Looking for a change. I mean, my specific question is, you know, will I be able to pursue, I'm a filmmaker and an author, will I be able to pursue the area that I'm passionate about? And
you're asking at the right time. First of all, let's talk about Sag for a minute. Sagittarius is the storyteller of the zodiac, okay? Bar none, they are the best. They're the ones that write the best sellers. They're linked to publishing and broadcasting. So it could be a show that, you know, that it comes on once a week and people can't wait to get to their TV sets to get the next installment. Or if it's a book, they can't stop reading it. And it often has international touches in it because your sign is so globally oriented. You pick up ideas from all different cultures. Now, right now, Mars is in Sagittarius. So this happens once every 2 years. You have it now. And it means that the things you're starting now are very important. What you did in December, from December 14th onward. And then, well, we have a little problem with Venus retrograde and Mercury retrograde, but you may be going back to a project you had to put aside because of the pandemic or something like that. If you're coming back to something that you already started, that's even better. But this is the time to do it. Yeah, I would start making inquiries. How are you going to start? You have to make appointments. You know, some people take a class, and it's not what you learn in the class that becomes earth-shattering. It's the friendship with the teacher who has contacts, who can help you. So that's another way. And also joining a club, like Women in Film, things like that, that you can make nice contacts. You know, so, gosh, good luck. This sounds so exciting. You've got to go for it. You have a song in your heart, you have to sing it. That's why God gave you that talent. You have to share it with the world. No, it's a good year.
You do every month.
it's a very good year. Last year I may have said you have to wait a little bit, but you don't have to wait anymore. It's a good year.
Good.
You'll get a lot of support. I don't like the end of the year when Mars is retrograde. That will happen from October 30th. To January 12th, 23. So you want to launch things early in the year. The two best months are February and March. The most happiness happens in February and March to start things. So I like February for you because it's an air sign in your fire, and air makes fire burn more brightly. So it's all good.
Good, Helena. This is exciting.
We want to hear about you. We want to read about you. Thank you
for
calling.
Helena. I love you, Helena. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go to Kim in Florida. Hi, Kim, my dear.
Carmen.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Where in Florida are you?
I'm in Tampa, but I'm originally from New York.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Must be nice and warm down there. When is your birthday?
And my birthday is October 3rd, 1969.
Oh, you're just like the other lady. She was the fourth.
Yeah, I heard.
What's your question?
So I have two quick questions. So one of them is, I just got a call from my landlord, and he wants to sell the house, and I was wondering, will I be able to buy the house, or will I have to move out?
January is your best month to be looking for a new place. You have four planets in the house of home. I wrote all about this in great detail on Astrology Zone, Z-O-N-E, astrologyzone.com. You have not a minute to spare. My daughter has Libra rising. Do you know what you have rising? By any chance, did you ever have your chart done?
I don't.
Okay. Try to find out what you have rising. There are free charts online. Just do a search. And they'll tell you what your ascendant or rising sign is. Then you go back to Astrology Zone and read for that sign, too. If you're born at dawn, it will be the same. So you'd be a double Libra. But otherwise, you'd have a different sign rising. So,
okay.
And then you'll have more opportunity to find a house. Sagittarius has good luck with that. And so does Capricorn.
I could buy his house. He's offering it to me. But I was curious, do you see me buying the house that I'm living in now that I'm renting? Or do you see me moving out of this house?
It doesn't tell me that kind of thing. It shows me where investment would be. But
all right.
I think it's always good to own property.
No, it is.
I think it's a smart investment.
It was just thrown at me today, and it's like, oh my God, I have three dogs, three kids. I need to know.
Three children? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm divorced, and three dogs, and that's not easy to go and find another place. So that's why I was kind of just curious. But my other quick question is, do you think my boyfriend and I will rekindle?
This is for...
anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. But not yet. Not until May, when Jupiter goes into Aries. Oh, it could rekindle so much he wants to marry you. But you also may meet someone else at the same time who's marriage material. So you have to see how it goes. But Libra and commitment is fantastic this year. It's one of the headline news. Great marriage aspects. But it doesn't start until around Mother's Day. Goes all the way to the end of October, Halloween. And it's spectacular. And also 2023 is good too. In the beginning part, not the end part. The beginning part.
So she just has to wait, and he will come back.
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah. Okay, good. How long have you been separated?
It's been 9 weeks.
Oh, not long.
He's been going through some stuff, and, I mean, do you think he might call any sooner?
You know what it is? No, leave him alone. Women can walk and chew gum. Men can't. Oh, now your men listeners are mad at me. No, but see, men do one thing at a time. And it's a good thing. They get a lot done. But we can do many things at once. And they can't think. And if his job is bothering him, that alone would make him leave. Because he has to straighten that out first. What sign is he? What sign is your boyfriend?
He is May 19th.
Well, he's almost Gemini. He's Taurus. Oh, you can't make Taurus do anything. It's like moving a mountain. The only way you can change their mind is if you get in early in their decision-making process. But the little bull takes his time, little Ferdinand. He likes to think things over, reflect. Yeah, I think he'll come around because they tend to be very loyal. I don't think he wants to tell his life story to other women. I mean, at some point you want to pick the one and start your life, you know, again. And I think that will be him. Yeah.
I agree.
I think we have to be patient. Just be patient. He'll come. You're the prize.
Kim.
Just remember, you're
patience.
The prize.
I know it's very hard. We love you, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, I'm going to go to Barbara in Illinois. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. Are you in Chicago?
I am. It is cold.
Oh, it's cold. I knew we were going to get what you had because we get everything you have.
Like, oh boy, I want to be where Carmen's at.
Well, what is your question?
Well, my question is regarding career and opening. Will I have opportunity to open up my own business? And my birthday is February 20th.
Oh my gosh, you're the beginning of Pisces. Yes. Oh my gosh, but you have to work fast. You waited 12 years for what's happening now. Jupiter is in your sign. What happened at the end of December, beginning of January? You heard some very good news around Christmas or New Year's Eve or first week in January. What's going on in your life?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember anything that was that
bad. Oh, my gosh. You would have remembered this. That means you're not reaching for the gold brass ring. You have to try something hard because the universe is going to help you get it. What kind of things do you want to sell?
Well, it's not selling. I want to do energy work with animals.
Oh. That's pets.
Yes.
I bet you were born on the full moon. You probably have the moon in Virgo, and you'd be great with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in Virgo. I think it's rising is Gemini. And I think one of them is Cancer.
Oh, the nurturing. There you go.
Yeah.
People care so much about their pets. We just had this discussion today in the office. My bookkeeper had to spend $8,500 to take care of her dog, who has a tumor. And my secretary had a cat that, after 13 years, died, and she had to take a week off. She was so upset. So people are very close to their little furry creatures, and I think you would add comfort to them. Is there a place you can go to get certified?
Well, I have done the healing touch, and I've also done the Reiki.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just enjoy animals because they just love so unconditionally.
Yes.
And,
right.
They are they don't put on any airs. What you see is what you get.
Well, right. They just did a study that was on CBS this morning. With Gail King, they taught little animals to crawl into these little boxes so they could MRI them. And when they heard Hungarian, they acted one way. And when they heard a different language, I'm trying to remember what language it was. It was Spanish. They knew it was different. And different parts of their brains lit up. So a dog is listening to you and does want to communicate. And it's pretty earth-shattering what they found out, the researchers. So there'll probably be more coming, more research.
That's why it's important to watch your energy with your animals. So if you're going, oh, my God, that just puts them, it ramps up their energy so they're in such a high state. Now, if you have a dog that's,
like anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, even with children. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing. I love it.
Yeah.
You got to go for it. And maybe you should write a book or a column to make people aware of what you're doing. I think you should write something. You have that Gemini rising. You should be writing a column or a book about your experience with this and your expertise. And that you will get more customers this way, and you will be able to help more little furry creatures.
Great advice. Amazing advice. Barbara, you have to do it.
Okay.
All right, my Barbara. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to go to Catherine in Florida. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Carmen. How are you? Happy
Catherine.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
And what is your question?
Well, a couple things. I wanted to know about employment and then a possible move, if I might be moving this year. And my birthday is November 21st, 1961.
Well, Sagittarius, of all the signs, in 2022 has the best real estate aspects of any sign. Whether you're renting, selling, buying, renovating, redecorating, decluttering, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Home is where the heart is, and you will make a castle from your home. And you should have a home office because the money flows so strongly out of the home this year. And your career?
Okay.
Let me think about that.
Right.
Oh.
Right, you said Sagittarius because I'm a Scorpio. Oh.
When did you say you were? I thought you said November. When did you say you were born?
On November 21st.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, the 23rd it changes. Well, Scorpio, you're so close to both. You're moving into, let me just see. Right now you have the best love aspects of any sign, Scorpio. Yeah, love is, you have to save a little time for that.
Yeah.
And time with the children. Do you have children?
Yes.
Yeah, fun with the children this year. Real fun with them. You should plan maybe a trip, a family vacation or something. No matter how old they are, they could be little, they could be big, it doesn't matter.
They're grown,
have fun
yeah.
with them. Scorpios had a lot of changes because the eclipses are in Taurus Scorpio now. There's a couple coming up in May. Last November 4th was a very difficult time for Scorpio if they were born near that time. Luckily, you're not, but
right.
a lot of
well,
Scorpios still felt it.
Yeah, I did lose my mom and my husband.
Oh, in November?
November and December.
Oh, these eclipses had a very strong effect on you.
Yeah, they
so
were rough.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, moving and career. Okay, so you did have good aspects in 2020 for moving, but you will have them again in February. Not as sustained and long, but you still will have a very important decision to make in February. I think you could find the right place to live. And for some reason, you're feeling like, whoa, this is a big decision, because you know you're going to stay there. You have that feeling, and you're right. Now, in terms of your career, it's actually February 17th, the full moon. Everything for you happens in February. Everything.
Wow. Okay.
So you better get on the stick and start looking, but you're going to find stuff fast, which is great. It may come so fast that you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that quickly, yes.
Now, if it doesn't work out in February, you have another chance in August, but not before that.
Okay.
I actually like February so much. February is a very good month, February and March. You're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I could.
Are you out of work? Did you lose your job because your company had trouble?
Well, I'm self-employed, but business went right down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so many businesses, so many. Well, you're going to start again, and it'll be stronger and better. And if you have a digital component, even better yet. You have to have a website or a shopping cart online. Well, there are people that know how to do this, and you can hire them. And you're going to do very well with the house. Are you going to move to a different city?
I'm not sure. Either Central Florida or the West Coast of Florida, but I'm not sure.
Look into where job opportunities are the best and where infection rates are the lowest. Because that affects the economy, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Do a little reading. And the information you hear on the street is usually even more accurate than what you read in the Wall Street Journal a month later.
right.
So ask people. you know, as Barbara Corcoran says, and she's on Shark Tank, and I know her, she says, go to the local coffee shop and strike up a conversation with the people who go there. You will find a wealth of information. If you're considering a city, go to the coffee shop, the one that everybody loves, where the pie is the best and the eggs are terrific.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
I'm going to go to Camellia in Ohio. Hi, Camellia.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I love your name. It sounds like a flower. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Camellia is a flower, yes.
Yeah, I had an aunt named Camellia from Italy.
Oh, Italy, yeah. Spain, Romania, it's They have common names.
Oh, so what is your birthday?
My birthday is February 7th, 1964.
Oh, you're going to make so much money this year.
Oh.
You're going to be amazed.
Oh, that sounds good.
You have not seen money like this, and money will give you options. And it'll give you confidence, like, wow, they really do appreciate me after all.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of work do you do? What kind of work?
I don't work anything right now. I did work several jobs. Mm-hmm. I was a physician.
I would like you
Romania.
To get some kind of work because they'll pay you well and they'll give you benefits.
I was a physician in Romania. Then here I worked in the United States like almost 10 years as a cardiac sonographer. But I had to quit my job due to some injuries, like hand injuries because of this job, because it causes a lot of work-related musculoskeletal disorders. And I did have at least two. So, yeah, I did work in pain for many years. And one day stopped going. I said, this is not what I want. And maybe I can do something else with my life. And at this time,
sure.
I'm doing a program of, I'm in a doctoral program. So I hope I'm going to graduate in about 5 or 6 months. So I'm going to be a doctor in healthcare administration.
Oh,
and,
this is perfect because you know how to do that.
Hopefully I'm going to have more options.
Now, give me your birthday again, one more time.
February 7th, 1964.
Yeah, see, you're Aquarius. So working with CRISPR and all these new technologies, today they had a man have a heart from a pig and genetically
modified.
Yes, I heard.
Incredible. Absolutely
Well, you know, I had 40 blood transfusions in my life. I've almost bled to death so many times.
Yeah.
And way back when I was 14 years old, which I'm far away from that now, they always talked about we would get pig's blood if we couldn't get enough human blood. Right now, there's a terrible shortage of blood. Terrible.
Right.
Anybody listening, please go down to your local Red Cross or, you know, there's local blood, places where you can give. It does not hurt. I have 40 people in this world I have to thank, and I don't know their names, who gave me healthy blood. It never made me sick. And in those days, they didn't know what they were doing with blood. But they always said pig's blood was the closest to human. That's why I wasn't surprised today when So Aquarius's job in life is to work on new technology and to make breakthroughs and to do studies. I would like you to work in a teaching hospital where you're close to all that, where you may be able to even contribute, you know, because that's what excites you, the new, the innovative. But it could also be innovative in terms of teleconferences, where people can see a doctor now without going to the office. They could go on, you know, their TV screen or their computer screen. And, and you know, anything innovative, an app. Maybe you want to work on the team that's developing an app for the hospital. Whatever it is, but I would like it to be a teaching hospital.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Mm.
It sounds really
amazing.
Good. Yeah. You have a big future. A big, big future. Yeah.
Do you think the planets will have something special for me for this coming
year? Yeah. Look at February 17th when Jupiter and Uranus are in talks with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It's so, so happy. And and then March 5th, the luckiest day of the year. That's when I want you discussing money, because that's when it's going to be like a slot machine in Las Vegas. I mean, it all pours down into your waiting hands, you know, and you're opening your purse to let it fall in, all those gold coins. So, but you don't have a lot of time, so I'd like you to get started quickly.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. Thank you for calling, Camelia. Call anytime.
Yeah.
We are here for you. I'm going to go to Pauline in New York. Hi, Pauline.
Hi.
Hi.
Carmen. Oh, hi, Susan. I'm so happy I got through. I called late. I usually call early when I really want to talk to anybody.
Oh, and do you live in New York City?
Yes, I'm from New York. Yep, I live in Queens, actually, Flushing, Queens.
You're right across the river from me.
Isn't that nice? Can I just say something to Carmen for a second, just because of, I missed her first show on the Friday. I thought it was WABC Radio, and I was looking for you. I didn't see your email.
No, it's ABC. It's ABC Radio. It's KMET 1490, 98.1 FM. So
okay.
You can, that's
Florida?
The one you can
because
listen.
I don't know how to get to that station so I can listen.
I'll send me an email. I'll send you a link to the radio station.
Perfect.
And by the way, Susan, I want to invite you to my show on ABC.
Oh.
I'm doing it every Friday. So if you have any time the following Fridays to be my guest,
Yes.
That's a wonderful show, too, so I would love to have you as
that.
My guest.
Yeah. Well, you know, Astrology Zone was on ABC News website and on Go.com, the Walt Disney Company.
We'll have you. We'll link you on ABC. We'll do that.
Talk to my assistant. She'll get it on my calendar.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll call your publicist.
I only come on your first shows, and I was so upset that I didn't get you to your first show, because when you were on WABC
on the radio, this Friday, the show will continue, and then, listen, I'm going to be with Susan, and I'm going to be there every Friday. So listen to when Susan is again. But
yes,
what is your question to
so
Susan
what's your
right
question,
now?
My question,
I'm December 19th, and I know this is a very powerful year. There's a bunch of stuff. I heard you tell the other lady by accident, Sagittarius. I am going to be doing like a lot of investments, I believe, in real estate, so I see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself getting married this year, and I believe it's who I believe it's to be, but I don't know yet. It doesn't matter because I know there's always somebody out there for me.
Your best year to get married is 2023 and 24, those
okay,
2 years.
Thank you. Well,
so
okay,
you could meet him and enjoy the courtship.
I want to enjoy the courtship, but I also want to be proposed to. I waited 22 years for this person. That's the proposal, at least.
Oh, you have somebody in mind?
I do have somebody in mind. Somebody that I've met.
Well, you know what? If it doesn't happen, this is what a lot of young kids are doing. They go to couples therapy. Now, my daughter tells me everybody goes to couples therapy. I said, you're kidding. And she said, me and Leo are going to go. And I said, I love Leo. I love him. Why are you going?
Help me. Believe me.
Well, we've been living together, and he never brings the ring. And after couples therapy, he brought the ring.
Now they have a child. This is somebody who doesn't want to step up to their mission with me, and that's a huge mission. They do not want to come out to who they really are. They hide it from their family. They hide it. They don't want to be in groups that we're supposed to work in front of. He thinks I'm nobody, but he does not realize how much power and how many eons
I've been here. But girlfriend, step back from that relationship and let him come to you.
Yes,
start getting interested
that.
In somebody else. And then suddenly, he's taking you for granted because you love him and he knows it. You have to change the formula or nothing will change.
You're right. They know. He really, truly knows whenever I'm ready to look somewhere else. That's when he contacts me.
They come rushing back.
Yep.
Yeah, he's comfortable. And unfortunately, you have to make him a teeny bit uncomfortable and unsure so that he can put a ring on it.
I also want to know where my career, because you know what? I used to be a healer. I sort of don't think I'm supposed to do that work because I don't want to take on people's stuff because I didn't know how to protect myself. But now I feel like to reach the masses, I'm supposed to either get in media on some level, either write a book, be on some show,
to start by a book. No one takes you seriously without a book.
That's what I think.
But you can do it because Sag reads so much of other people's work.
Oh,
you have the skills. You have, and you also know how to do research. Most Sagittarius go for advanced degrees. So I know that you have it in you. You just have to sit down and write that book, and then you'll be on top of the world.
And
September's your best month.
I don't think it's going to be from me per se. It'll be the really higher energies are going to want me to write this stuff. Or it's going to be a group effort, not just me. It's supposed to be something where I help, that we all together, like, teach people that, only me, I didn't even finish school, but I know I have a lot more in me than what I
have. Yes, you can give a lot, yes.
And people out
you
there who are going to ascend, who want to ascend, they can, the person and I were just typical housewives and mothers and fathers. We're nobody special to the world. We don't look very special. And just like Jesus was a carpenter. So that most powerful people are the people who are in their heart. And this is, and Carmen's like that. Carmen's very humble. She's very powerful.
Oh, I know. you have to write the book. You have to.
Yes, I know.
Write the book, my Pauline. I love you. I'm coming to the end of the show. And everybody listening, Susan, I had this honor and pleasure to be with Susan tonight.
Oh,
and she's going to be my guest on my other show. And please go get those amazing legendary astrology calendars. And we have this. Can we repeat? So this event is on Saturday. Any other events you want to tell
Sunday.
Our listeners?
No, it's Sunday. Go to my website, astrologyzone.com, and read my news from Susan Miller right where your sign.